The Federal Communications Commission is undertaking a major review of rules that limit the reach of media companies. Commission Chairman Michael Powell says it's time to rethink media ownership restrictions, some of which date from the 1940s. Consumer groups are hoping to limit the impact of the move, but some changes appear inevitable, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For decades, the FCC has relied on a complex set of overlapping rules to keep media conglomerates in check. Companies can't own a newspaper and TV station in the same market. National broadcasters can only reach 35% of viewers. A company can only own one major TV network. Those rules are supposed to ensure consumers have access to many sources of news and entertainment. Now, FCC Chairman Michael Powell says most consumers will understand the need to revise those limits.
Consumers of a single generation know and appreciate and have witnessed the advent of cable since most of these rules were passed, the arrival of direct broadcast satellite since these rules were passed, the creation of the internet since most of these rules were passed.
Powell has made it clear he believes new technologies, new market realities have undermined the justification for some of these rules. So today, the commission commenced a massive review of virtually all its ownership caps. Consumer groups are worried that any changes will mean more consolidation and a more boring media landscape. Talking to reporters after today's meeting, Harold Feld of the Media Access Project said the commission has good reason to regulate these companies.
A compelling government interest of the highest order, essential to democracy, is maintaining genuinely antagonistic, meaning owned by different people, points of view in the marketplace of ideas.
But recent court rulings have said that doesn't justify some FCC rules, which have been thrown out as being arbitrary and capricious. And the industry has mounted repeated attacks, saying the limits just make them less efficient. Sean Sheehan of the Tribune Company is hoping for the death of the rule that blocks ownership of a newspaper and TV station in the same market. He says his company needs print and broadcasting to cover the local community.
For us to be able to put hundreds of reporters in the field and cover all the local school board elections and municipalities that make a great metropolitan area, we have to factor ways to reach consumers the way they're getting their information, one of which could be broadcast TV or broadcast radio.
But some small media companies say the standards underpinning the entire broadcast system are timeless. Jim Goodman runs five independent TV stations in North Carolina. He says local programming disappears as networks buy up stations.
They decided to put in a system of local broadcasting. I don't think it's more important than cable or satellite or anything, but it was put in for a specific reason, and it was done that way to have these stations in the local communities, to serve the local communities.
The commission now faces an almost impossible task, gathering information to figure out which rules and which market forces help or hinder the public's access to news and entertainment. The commission is launching 10 different studies to figure that out. Those studies probably won't change the minds of the many stakeholders in this debate, but FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp says he'll need to be convinced that change is needed.
Congress's mandated review of our media ownership rules insists that we only eliminate such rules if doing so is in the public interest.
Kopp is the FCC's lone Democrat. His three Republican colleagues may take less convincing as they decide whether ownership rules should live or die. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.